Welcome back to the News at One, and let's go first to that European reaction delivered in the last hour or so to the letter on the backstop sent from the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson to the President of the European Council, Donald Tusk. Yesterday, in his letter, Mr. Johnson declared the backstop to be simply unviable for several reasons, including that it would weaken the Good Friday Agreement, a fact he wrote that both he and Donald Tusk must acknowledge. But Donald Tusk, he's taken to social media this morning, and he has said that the backstop is an insurance to avoid a hard border on the island of Ireland unless and until an alternative is found. He went further. He said those against the backstop and not proposing realistic alternatives in fact support re-establishing a border, even if they do not admit it. Here, Simon Coveney, with Taoiseach and Minister for Foreign Affairs, he reacted to that in another tweet. He said, "This has been the clear and consistent EU position, and it remains so." Well, in the last while, European Commission spokesperson Natasha Berthaud had this to say.
From the Commission side, we welcome the UK government's engagement and continued commitment to an orderly withdrawal. We firmly believe that this is in the best interests of both the EU and the UK. However, we also note that the letter does not provide a legal operational solution to prevent the return of a hard border on the island of Ireland. It does not set out what any alternative arrangements could be. And in fact, it recognises that there is no guarantee that such arrangements will be in place by the end of the transitional period.
That was Natasha Berthaud, the European Commission spokesperson. On the line for us is our Northern editor, Tommy Gorman. And Tommy, there's much to talk about in the next number of minutes, but certainly it seems that if the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson was heading to Europe this week to meet Emmanuel Macron and Angela Merkel as a sort of a salve to get through the next torturous period in the Brexit negotiations, the rebuttal from Europe this morning has been pretty firm.
It has, and I'd say he probably expected that reaction. I was struck by the tweet from Donald Tusk and how similar it was to the sentiments coming from government circles last night in relation to the Boris Johnson letter after it was released. The very same views being expressed in Dublin and by the President of the European Council. So for me, it's quite obvious that there's tic-tacking going on and that, you know, Ireland and the EU, there's no difference. There's not a comma of difference between the stance of Donald Tusk and of, say, the views coming from the Irish government. And I think in Boris Johnson's case, some of this was probably deliberate, and it's all pretty inevitable, because really, if you look at the letter that he sent yesterday, he is making it quite clear that as far as he's concerned, the withdrawal agreement, backstop included, negotiated by Theresa May and her officials and voted down, it has to be said, in Westminster Parliament a number of times, that it's dead. And he's not going to have any version of it. He's not going to support any version of it. The problem is that he has not found any solution, and he's not offering any solution to Britain striking its own trade deals, leaving the European Union and wanting access to the single market. And he's certainly not offering any practical solutions to how you solve the problem on the island of Ireland, where you have a land border between the United Kingdom and the European Union. And when he says, for instance, and one of the, I suppose, the pointed remarks he makes in his letter is that the Good Friday Agreement, the delicate balance of the Good Friday Agreement is being jeopardised. I think he is reflecting there the sentiments of the DUP and possibly of wider unionists who don't want the backstop. But he is in no way reflecting the view of the majority of voters in Northern Ireland who wanted to remain in the European Union, and indeed the majority position that they want to retain the backstop. So I suppose he's been quite selective, and I think the response that he has got from Donald Tusk and indeed from the likes of Simon Coveney today reflects the European position, not just the Irish one, the European one.
And meanwhile, there has been diplomacy this morning between Ireland and the UK. Tell us a little about that.
Yeah, in recent days, it has been made clear that I think the Taoiseach is actually encouraging his government to his members of his cabinet to engage with their counterparts at every available opportunity, their British counterparts. So we had Pascal Donoghue having that meeting in London Today we had Simon Coveney having a discussion for half an hour on the telephone with the Brexit Secretary, Stephen Barclay. My understanding is that Simon Coveney is also going to be seeing the Secretary of State for Northern Ireland, Julian Smith, in Hillsborough tonight. So you have that engagement, but there's absolutely no sign of any meeting of minds. People are just recognising that they're going to disagree. I think, I suppose, what we have to start looking to next is, OK, you'll have these exchanges, and I think it's pretty predictable what will be said after the meetings with President Macron, with Chancellor Merkel, and indeed after Biarritz. And I think Boris Johnson's next focus is on the politics of Westminster, because so much of this Brexit saga, it relates to the politics of Westminster, and he's looking for what's going to happen when Parliament comes back after its holidays, and how is he going to be fixed. And I think that's why he's taking this strong position to keep his support base in order.
Indeed, you can almost imagine that the pit of the stomachs amongst MPs, no matter what persuasion they are, if there's nothing to be achieved this week in diplomacy in European capitals, it does seem to focus very much again on what MPs in Westminster might do to force a no-deal Brexit, or even to trip us into a change of government there.
That's right. And if you look at what's happening, say, behind the scenes in Westminster, there may be an attempt to cross Boris Johnson, to stop him taking the course of action that he seems to be intending to follow. That's to have a hard Brexit. So is he going to be challenged in Westminster? What shape will that challenge take? How is he best going to position himself to overcome it? And I think these are his considerations as he has this interaction with European capitals. And I think if you look at, say, some of the material that was released by Reuters in the last few minutes in terms of European response and a Brussels response to the correspondence of Boris Johnson, you can see that the European position on this is they see the stance of the British government at the moment as a direct challenge to the future operation of the single market. So really, it's not a question of throwing Ireland under the bus or Ireland having to bend. The question from a European perspective is, if you allow the UK untrammelled access to the single market while it's having its own trade deals, and if Ireland is the place where that access to the European single market takes place, well then, the European single market policy is breached. And that's why this is much more a tussle between the European Union and the United Kingdom than Ireland and the United Kingdom.
Tommy Gorman, we leave it there for the moment. Thank you indeed.